You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All right. Hour two. Republic of Texas Radio. It's Sunday, July the 29th. Chuck Smith is with us. He's our guest for the next hour. And, well, we got Art off the grid, and he was just sharing with us his communication tactics, you know, that he uses when, well, conversing with people in the real world. Care to carry on there, Chuck? Or, I'm sorry, Art?
Well, what I was saying was, you know, they don't like us here because, you know, we don't do like he was, like Chuck or Chris, whatever, was saying, he doesn't do permits. We don't either. And it just, you want to talk about pissing off the powers that be. When you do the kind of things that he and I do, you have people pissed off at you all the time. And when you live in a small town like I do, it's usually pretty much most everyone pissed off at you at one point or another. It's just continuous. It never stops. Now, right now, everything's kind of on hold because my mom's will's in probate. But once that's over with, I'm going to start building a food forest out here. And it's really going to piss them off because I'm not going to have that really neat little permit you're supposed to get when you do, like, large reclamation projects. Because, you know, that's like thousands of dollars. So I'm going to really piss them off, and it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with this. But this is what we have to do, folks. We got to get off our computers. We can't spend so much time on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else bitching and ranting about these things that we see are wrong. We've got to get out there. We've got to get to our grocery stores, to our pharmacies, to our banks. You know, piss off the bank. Who cares? Go in there, talk about fractional reserve lending, fiat currency. Piss off the light company. Go in there and start talking about smart meters. Piss off the auto sales guy where you go to his car lot and start talking about the manufacturer's statement of origin. Let's start really pissing these people off because that's the only thing that's going to make any change. Until we get
I actually had one of those blue certificates in my hand, Art. I actually had one of those blue manufacturer statement of origin in my hand at one point, but it was not in my name because it wasn't bought in my account. I bought something from Gov Liquidation, and I bought an old Army truck, and they actually sent the blue piece of paper, the manufacturer statement of origin,
yep.
And it wasn't in my name. So I had, in order to be able to drive it, I had to go in. And had to be sent back to the state, and guess what I got back in return? A frickin' certificate of ownership, of title, yes.
Yeah. I did that once. I went into a courthouse because I bought an old camper. And the first thing, because at the time I had some students, and the first thing I heard was, well, what are you going to do? You got to register. And I said, no, I don't. Well, yeah, you do. You got to register it. I said, okay. Well, let's do what we do. Let's take a field trip. Let's go to town. So we all loaded up in the car. We went to town. Walked into the courthouse, and all I had in my hand was a bill of sale. Now this was in Kentucky. I don't know about other states, but I do know about Kentucky. I know about Georgia. I know about Florida. I know about Arkansas. These are the only states I know about. At the time, we happened to be in Kentucky.
Let me bounce this all back. Okay, Chuck, you're talking about the resistance and the resistance kind of like, you know, we're not there anymore. And I do know there are a couple people out there that are still, they got that in their spirit, right? That it's there. There's a lot of complacency out there. I got that. What is the role that Facebook played in the early days, because I'm trying to question that, and what's the use of things like Gab or One Way or whatever else this kind of stuff is? Because, Chuck, you know, I met you not from Facebook or anything like that. we got to know each other by via the telephone and conversations and so forth. And, you know, we've lived a different life and on Facebook. You know, you did your thing, you know, I did mine. Did I learn some things from, you know, people posting stuff on Facebook? Maybe, Alan, when you got your blue certificate, you didn't even know what a gold mine that you had and how to do it. All you knew is you had this truck. Did you?
I knew what it was, but it wasn't in my name.
And you couldn't get it into your name?
Not the blue certificate. No, that came straight from the government. When it was sent into the state, I got a certificate back.
I don't know. You know,
you had to surrender the original.
Yep.
The way this works, and this works with any car, boat, motorcycle, camper, trailer, anything you buy brand new, as soon as it comes off the line, it's issued what's called a manufacturer statement of origin. Each single one of these, every trailer, every car, every whatever, gets its own personal certificate of manufacturer's certificate of origin. When they ship these cars, whatever, to the lot, a manila envelope will travel with all of the vehicles as they transport. When they're dropped off at the lot, the driver who's delivering the cars, whatever, will hand this manila envelope to the owner of the car lot. In that manila envelope will be every manufacturer's statement of origin for every automobile being dropped off. Upon sale, you're given a temporary piece of paper that says you just bought this blah 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 blah. They take, at the end of the day, they will take the statement of origin for every vehicle they've sold to the Department of Motor Vehicles, surrender it to the Department of Motor Vehicle, while you take this pretty little piece of paper that they gave you down to the courthouse where you file for certificate of title. That's how that works.
And there's no way around it.
No way around it.
Right. And
unless
even if you had your statement of origin, they'd bother you. They'd go after you. You'd be caught up in the mire while you're fighting to prove to them that you own the car, not the state of Texas, or, you know, what other state that you're in. So you're basically, even if you could get a manufacturer's certificate of origin, what you did get was a fight. That's it.
The only way I know, and I did meet one guy who said he did this, he actually worked for the manufacturer themselves, and he bought his car right off the line. Somehow he managed to get, I don't know exactly what it was he did, but somehow he got it, and he drives his automobile, not motor vehicle, his automobile, and Chris knows how important language is. He drives his automobile with no tag, no insurance, no license, but he bought it fresh off the assembly line, somehow managed to get the manufacturer's statement of origin. If you get it in your hand and you're able to hold on to it, you are good to go. That's the only way around it that I am aware of.
I bought this truck from govliquidation.com, and unfortunately, I did not have an account with them. So when the piece of paper came, it had the person who had the account. It had his name on it instead of my name. So that didn't do me a whole heck of a lot of good.
Yeah. See, that would be a situation where my understanding of law would tell me that you would have had to have been able to contact the previous owner and get him to sign it over. And since that
government
was not an option for you,
the U.S. government owned it. The U.S. government sent this certificate, the statement of origin, they sent it to the buyer of the vehicle, which was me, but not under my account. So it was sent to the account that had the government liquidation. You have to have an account to buy things with them.
Yep.
And they sent
it
in his name. It was sent to me, but in his name.
Yep. And that's where they got you.
Yep.
That's where they got you.
Okay. Well, interesting. I still think, with my understanding of law, it doesn't matter if you have it or not. You just got to fight if you want to, you know, go down that road.
Well,
I think
it's
important that we fight these things, you know. It's just you got to pick your battles, man. You know,
yeah,
which ones are...
Yeah, I'm sure there's a fight in there some way, which is why, fortunate for me, I was only dealing with a camper, because when I went in, I actually got the clerk of court to walk up to the counter. And all the, what I call the customer service representatives, because they refer to you as a customer, which means they must be customer service representatives. And everybody, so everybody's sitting behind the counter paying attention to exactly the conversation taking place between me and the clerk of court, where you go to do your tags and stuff. And, of course, all my students are standing there and they're listening, and I said, all I've got is a bill of sale. Can I register my trailer? And she said, no, here in the state of Kentucky, you need the title. I said, you mean the certificate of title for transfer? Well, yeah, the certificate of title. So if I don't have that, I can't register it. Correct. Well, if I can't register it, that means I retain full ownership, and it cannot be taxed or limited or restricted in use in any way. And she said, correct. I said, so this is my ownership papers then, right? She said, yeah. Thank you very much. And we walked out the door. And that was the end of it.
Mm. So you still have the trailer?
No, I ended up selling it when I moved because I didn't. It was a fifth wheel, and all I had was a van with a bumper hitch.
I sold it
because, like I said, it was a fifth wheel, and I bought me a pull-behind bumper, pull-behind.
Hey, we're going to move on. Thanks for the call, man. I got a question for Chuck from the chat room I want to, you know, expand upon. So, appreciate the call there, Art. Always, you know. Hey, Chuck, you still there?
I'm here.
Cool. Ray in the chat room had a question, and he wanted to see how you define this. And I don't remember you saying that, but you definitely might have. It says, ask to expand on, everyone is seeing how evil Israel is. Do you remember saying that? Can you define that? How do you see that?
Yes. I mean, if we look at the actions of the nation state of Israel and what they're doing with the murder of the Palestinians, the shooting of unarmed protesters, you know, this is beginning to wake people up. And Nikki Haley, notwithstanding, trying to block everything at the UN, the entire world is getting tired of Israel's warmongering. And we are a Vichy government now, just as in Vichy France. We have our politicians dancing to the tune of Israel. And the entire world is turning against Israel. It used to be people just kind of accepted it because of the claim of tiny little Israel. Well, the mask is coming off. The corruption, the constant violence, the attacking across, attacking anyone they want, having no respect for anyone's borders, and always claiming it's in self-defense, which is an absolute lie. The world's waking up, getting tired of it. And we lost in Syria, okay? And that was the step before Iran. Well, we lost in Syria.
We being, now, I'm sorry, the world, hold on, let me expand on that. You mean, what do you mean we lost in Syria? That Russia and Syria are holding the Syrian government together, and the corporate United States was trying to destabilize it. Am I missing something? I was on the side of Syria, you know, and I because, you know, it's their country. They voted him in. They want their way. We want our way with them. Or, God, this we thing really hurts, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who was it that made a visit to Russia and saw Putin before the Orange Man went and saw him? It was a guy named, what was it? Netanyahu, wasn't it? Yeah. So they're not strangers.
No. Israel, as people are beginning to take a second look, are beginning to realize, you know, what's going on with Israel and in the Middle East and seeing the atrocities that have been committed by just the United States as well as Israel, people beginning to realize that we are ISIS. ISIS was our proxy army. That we armed them. We created them, armed them, protected them, and Israel just threw out a bunch more of their leadership who could have testified to where their funding came from. Had to get them the hell out of there, the white helmets. Oh, yeah, along with them went the other leadership of ISIS being evacuated again. But as the world sees this going on, and people are waking up, Israel's becoming desperate. Because if they don't move fast now, the Iran, they have to destroy Iran. It's the line against Israel. They're the biggest one that can stop Israel's, that's Israel growth, okay? And whenever people say Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, I tell them, really, what do you know about Hezbollah? They know nothing about Hezbollah. They don't realize that the only reason that Hezbollah is classified as a terrorist organization is because they twice stopped Israel from going into, come on, Chuck, senior moment. Oh, the Latani River. They really want the Latani River. I'm trying to remember the name of the country. Senior moment, folks, sorry. But they're not a terrorist organization. They just stand against Israel. People don't know the difference between a Shia Muslim and a Sunni Muslim. If they would just do a little bit of research and look at how Israel works and the United States works with the worst type of Muslim, and the moderate Muslims are our enemy. But people don't understand that. They stay Muslim and they just leave it at that.
Here's a question for, you know, the universe out there or our listeners, and maybe Alan can answer this. Last night on In Defense of Humanity, you know, Al Whitney played a wonderful video clip talking about the birth and the, you know, of Israel up to today, right? And, you know, it goes into the Donald Trump phenomena, right? And it's like, wow, what was that? And Murr, maybe that's directed towards you because you're really pretty quick at digging stuff up. Did you get a chance to actually hear that, Alan?
Jack, what's his name? I forgot his last name. Laid it out perfectly, exactly, the timeline, I mean, who's involved, it was a beautiful, masterful little oration that guy production. Did, I thought it was just excellent. It laid out everything.
He included all the cabinet picks and their links to Israel. He included, what was the, the one thing that got me, and it really sucks that I'm a senior moment too, Chuck, but the day that we acknowledged Jerusalem or moved our embassy to Jerusalem and said that we acknowledged that as the capital of Israel was the day before they have this festival, not really festival, a day of remembrance in Palestine of the day that they lost everything. And so it was done as a provocation. They were doing that to provoke the response. And I didn't know anything about that. And I'm like going, oh, yeah, that sounds about right. You know, get your enemy flustered and they're going to throw rocks again. And then you're going to throw missiles. And you go, oh, poor us. We got hit by rocks and we had to kill those kids. I wish we didn't have to shut up. Bang. You know, but yeah, I think I would agree with the fact that that Israel is, well, the Zionists in particular, right? The word Zionist, but still, Chuck, those words, Israel and Zionist, they actually, you say those words, and they still have the power that they had for the past 50, 75 years of people going, well, you just said something negative. I know a word. It's anti-Semitic. I'm all, no, it's history. It's history. You know, it ain't dancing.
Oh, by the way,
read Henry Ford's The International Jew. It's more like 100 years, Steve. You know, Henry Ford was talking about it back in 1920 when he wrote this series of articles, you know, saying it's like, they used the 6 million number then, and they used it before World War I.
It's history. Republic of Texas Radio, let's do the break. We'll be right back.
Like you said, it's in my head. The camera and circle tell. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. Yeah, I think I got a name for that, the clip that Al Whitney had on yesterday. And I'd say it's a must-listen, must-watch, whatever type thing. It comes from Mer Bailey. I believe his name is Jake Morfunoyas or something like that. She threw a link into the chat room, so you can go over there and you'll see the little YouTube thingy. And I definitely want to give that another listen tomorrow, because he made quite a good deal of sense. And it kind of backs the play of Chuck, not really the play, is the statement of where the Zionists are, where they and them and those that take our everything, you know, in this prison planet, and people don't see them as, you know, these wonderful people necessarily, unless they're in one of those churches that say that you always have to support, you know, Israel and things like that. Ah, man, it gets so frustrating. You know, yesterday on Farron Shope's show, he shared a story with us, which was a very interesting and powerful story about going through 9/11 with the video recorders on and seeing everything that happened on 9/11, right? And being able to go through and have, you know, 18, 20 hours of recording time and, you know, putting together your own, oh my God, this could not have happened. And so what did he do? He went crazy. Not crazy. He went sane. And he said, we have to get the word out. And he went to all the churches and he put, you know, leaflets on all the cars and do this and that. And he's waiting for the phone call that comes in. One person says, wow, I just read what you wrote. Hey, I need to know some information. Crickets, right? Nobody called. You know, it's September 2001. But then the phone call comes in. Hey, I'm with the church. You're not allowed on our property. Don't come back here.
Or tithing.
We're gonna get you, right? No, there ain't nothing wrong. You know, get away. We're a church. We're gonna post a guard. And he goes, you're gonna post a guard to keep me from telling you the truth? Huh? And he went back and they did. They posted the guard. Huh. That's crazy. Well, Israel, they didn't want to go ahead, Chuck.
To Israel. Let's get back to Israel being evil and why. They just codified apartheid. Everybody was real angry in South America or South Africa about apartheid, right? But Israel just codified it. Two different sets of laws for Jews and for Arabs. They've codified it now. We've always said that they were apartheid, and everyone denied it. Well, now they've made it law.
That's true.
Tell me again that it's a democracy.
They're not calling it apartheid, though, are they, Chuck? They're calling it something like, we love the Arabs, that's why we're making them a separate people.
Yes, we have to have our racial purity while the Zionists are pushing open borders on us and on Europe, you know, and destroying our cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. But we're the Jews, so we should be, everybody knows I don't use the word Jew, because it has no real meaning. It has so many different descriptions that it has no real meaning. But the Zionists use it, and they say, well, because we're a Jewish nation, we deserve to keep ourselves racially and socially pure. The rest of you mongrels, no, you don't have to. Oh, you must open your and destroy your cultures, in the name of diversity.
Goyim.
Yeah, Goyim. Which, by the way, that translates to basically livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Is what Goyim translates to. It's basically livestock.
Mm-hmm. People are waking up to that. You know, I know I have, and that's pretty big. My stepdad was Jewish, and when he had his funeral, it was a very untraditional Jewish funeral. And that was probably because he wasn't a practicing Jew or a Zionist or something like that. We had my mom there, all my family there, and so forth. And we went to the grave, and that wasn't done, I guess, in the Jewish, traditions. And they don't have Goyim or just people at these. It was just totally different. But at the gravesite, I had one of his relatives get up there and start going off on this Zionism speech and telling him how much my stepdad was such a great Zionist. And the people that are part of the family just looked at him or her and said, what are you talking about? He was not. I'm going, what is a Zionist? Why are they all pissed off? Hold on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I was just sharing a little story of, you know, going to my stepdad's funeral and hearing the word Zionist for the first time and the good of Zion and how I didn't understand what that meant at the time. It took me a while to figure out what was going on between this Jewish community in New York and what the two different factions, the pro-Zionists and the anti-Zionists, because they were definitely there, and they definitely did. There was something there, but I didn't get a good understanding of that until I got older, and I found places like Republic Broadcasting, which actually will, you know, help inform you of the difference between Israel, the Zionists, the Jewish people, and, well, I'll try to define the Jewish people, if you would. That's kind of crazy. Let me give you a few minutes there, Chuck, and then we got a few phone calls. What do you think?
Okay. Oh, by the way, it was Lebanon. Whenever someone says that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, they're not. They just kicked Israel's ass whenever they tried to go into Lebanon to seize the Latani River is really what they want is water. And everybody talks about how Israel turned Israel green, yeah, by robbing everyone else of water, you know, and stealing everyone else's water. And a limited resource, you can weaponize it by seizing it and starving people out, you know, again, the Palestinians. So, yes, Israel is evil, straight up evil. How many betrayals must we find against the United States of Israel? We have, of course, the USS Liberty, But we also have the weapons technology that we transferred to Israel. They've turned around and sold to our, quote, enemies, China and Russia, repeatedly. And people aren't even aware of those instances. But they always, they just, Israel is just plain evil.
Oh, okay.
And Steve, you're speaking about funerals, Steve. You know, I got to witness, which is normally a secret, right, for when my father died, I got to witness, because it was so cold outside when he died, they actually had to have the 32nd degree Masonic funeral inside in front of a bunch of people. And I, like you, did not realize what it was, except for that this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And it wasn't until I read Morals and Dogma that I actually understood what the hell I'd seen.
Yeah, it's weird, the little things, the little seeds that we get that get well planted, and then they grow later on. Let's go to the phones real quick. Hey, Davey in Texas, are you there, Davey?
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'd like to direct your attention to Hosea 1:11 and ask you, specifically, where would you find Yiddish-speaking proselytes to Talmudic Judaism in Hosea 1:11?
You're not. You should probably expand upon that. I'm not a Hosea 1:11.
Well, it speaks specifically of Judah and Israel, and if people would take the time to study and read the first five books of the Bible, they'll find that there are, in fact, no Jewish people in the first five books of the Bible. In fact, the Bible is not about Jewish people at all. Jewish people were manifested on planet Earth because of the tall, stinking pile of mud called the Talmud and the Jesus-hating psychopaths who print the currency, what Jesus called filthy lucre. There's a difference between lawful money and filthy lucre. And the fact is, if the children of Israel, who are the white people nations, would obey the first commandment and not bow down and worship the mass murderers who have no authority, who simply print currency and own the media and pay every last crackpot in Congress to worship the synagogue of Satan, psychopathic terrorist cult compound they call Israel. They're not Israel. They cannot be Israel simply because they're Jewish. If you're not familiar with the history of Judah Monis, he was the first instructor of Hebrew at Harvard back in the 1700s. He stopped being a Jewish. He converted to Christianity so he could teach Hebrew at Harvard. You can find this information in the book, The History of the Jews in the United States, by Rabbi Lee J. Levinger. The question arises, why would anybody on earth, knowing the truth, want to be a Jewish? The word Jewish means those who hate Jesus, they have to hate the truth, and they have to hate justice, and they have to pretend like the mass murderers have authority. How exactly do mass murderers acquire authority?
Well, I don't know. You know,
they don't.
Why would
they
anybody
don't.
Be? Why would anybody want to be a Jewish? You got a different. You got to answer that question. The Kazakhs wanted to be Jewish because they wanted to co-opt a religion. Other people might join a Jewish synagogue so they can get ahead in their community and they convert to, you know, Judaism. Right, you got black Jews in Africa, right? Now, how did they convert? Right, they went through a process. Why? That's a different question. But I don't think that they did it through a sense of necessary religious fulfillment, but it was something that was going on during the day, or maybe they were born into it. They said, "Well, I'm Jewish because I have this last name." They don't really understand what it is. Right now, when we deal with Zionism, we deal with a group of people that base their understanding that their people are the best, the chosen ones, the kings, the gods on this planet, and they are by all means going to do everything that's necessary to maintain that and to control the planet around them. That's the way I see it. Now, you know, why would somebody become a Zionist? Maybe that's because they read their holy books too much, right? But that's just the way I see it, man. You know, I don't think
well,
that I mean
encouraged you, I would encourage you to read a little bit more about the history of the children of Israel. There's a website entitled Willie Martin Files Outline, and on that website you can read about the book entitled In Search of Isaac's Children. That's why I encourage you to actually read the first five books of the Bible, especially Deuteronomy, all the way over to Deuteronomy 33. And when you find there are no Jewish people, it has nothing to do with being Jewish. Jewish, and look, in John chapter 8, in verse 33.
Here the thing is, though, when we start pointing to the Bible as a point of reference, what you end up getting is a battle between two Christians. It's called twisted scripture. And one said, well, this scripture meant this, and one scripture meant that. And you build a whole bunch of hate, right? You know, you
no,
should
no, no,
be able
no, no,
to
no,
point
no,
to
no,
a whore.
No, some more. Wait, time out, no, because, look, in good faith, the truth sticks out like a sore thumb. It's just like today on planet Earth. If you get the mugshots of the terrorists that print the currency and own the media, you're looking at Jewish, okay? They're Jewish. Now, the issue is what makes them Jewish. Most of your alleged so-called what you call Christians don't know about the tall, stinky pile of mud in the middle of the stool sculpture deity cult compound that is Talmudic Judaism. Once they can see clearly
the history of the Flavian Caesars,
once they can see the tall mud, and realize what the Talmud says and teaches to the proselyte. The word proselyte, what did Jesus say? Twofold the child of hell. Well, what kind of life is that? Anyway,
my point is
Flavian Caesars and what's called like the War of the Jews and various other things.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, who was in control?
You know, I think I understand where you're coming from to a certain extent, Davey. You know, my knowledge is definitely minimal where it comes to a lot of that. But I think there's a lot of touch points. There's a lot of touch points in our local history to prove that Israel is a evil nation, and they've been doing just. I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the state of Israel. That's claiming to be a biblical state. Right?
When you had in the 20th century in 1948, when you had these proselytes of Talmudic Judaism from the land of Gog and Magog located into Palestine, they were not Hebrews, Semitic, or the children of Israel. They were proselytes of Talmudic Judaism from the land of Gog and Magog. Proselytes from the land of Gog and Magog cannot be the children of Israel. The issue is in first order business is figuring out who the children of Israel are because they have never been, quote, the Jewish people. The Jewish people are proselytes to Talmudic Judaism. Have you ever seen the movie Judge Seuss, J-U-D-S-U-S?
No, I can't say that I have.
I think they still have it on YouTube. You might look for it. But, the issue is fundamental economics. And, there's just obviously a lot of information that people are not aware of, and you have other callers, but I think I've delivered enough. I would strongly recommend reading about Benjamin Friedman. And are you familiar with the book by Sholem Ash called The Nazarene?
No, but I just heard it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying on planet Earth there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who used to think they had to be Jewish and are no longer Jewish. And the issue is the fact that nobody on Earth has to be Jewish. And that is such good news. The good news is we don't have to live in economic bondage to terrorists who hate the truth and print currency. Those are the facts. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Davey. Hey, Chuck, you want to weigh in on that at all, or what are you thinking?
Well, you know, that I present myself as an atheist so that I can pick on everyone equally. I'm not a big buyer on religion being weaponized, which it always is. We can just look at the facts. People say, you know, the Bible says or God said, and I say a man said God said. Now, which can be proven? You know, so the Bible to me is, it's good reading. But if you look at
which version, which version, Pardon? Chuck?
Yeah, which version
of the Bible?
Yeah, which version? But whenever he was mentioning the Talmud, which is what Netanyahu has repeatedly said they're going to make the law of the land of Israel. If you read the Talmud, you will see some of the most racist, violent, and vile beliefs of any religion. It's absolutely vile. And but Netanyahu has repeatedly stated that he wants it to be the law of the land in Israel. And now that they've declared themselves to be an apartheid state, they're well on their way to doing it.
Wow. Hey, you don't want any of this, do you, Dave? Are you there, Doc?
Yeah, you guys have drove me to drinking early in the morning. You know, one thing that always sticks out when we're doing the show is everybody has their facts. And everybody believes what they believe. But there are so many different versions of everything. And depending on what religion you are or what you believe, will establish your facts. So when people try to say these are the facts or this is the way it is or you need to go read this, that's great if that's your belief pretty much already. But if you're a Hindu, they're not going to go read what we're talking about here and say, oh, yeah, I agree, because they've been taught something totally different. And I think we have to accept the fact that, and Chuck said it well, man said, and man has said whatever was convenient trying to control people throughout history. So you got to be very careful on how you're influenced, because we don't know exactly who's telling us the truth.
We've been lied to a lot, not just now, but all through history. They come in and they destroy the previous history, like they're doing right now with getting rid of the Civil War monuments and everything. You know, they destroy the history that was and create the history that they want.
Absolutely true.
Austin's going to get a new name, by the way. You know, they're working on getting rid of Austin, Texas. They want to change the name to something else. Maybe it's going to be Obama. But Steve Austin wasn't a righteous enough character for them, so they want to get rid of it. That's probably going to have to go down to a vote. But it's new in the news, by the way. So, yeah, we've been lied to. And they changed history. And we got Rob in Illinois on line 9. Hey, Rob, are you there?
Yeah, hello, fellas. You know, it's probably because Steve Austin is too righteous of a person. He has there's too much bravery in that. You know, there's too much goodness in that name of the Austin. See, they got to change it because they need you to forget anything is good. They don't want you to believe in anything that the people actually fought back and stood for something. See, that's right. Why they got rid of all these monuments, because they have to erase. That is their history they're erasing, because they are the causes of what happened in those years, in that time frame. They are the causes of it. Okay?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my thoughts, you know, exactly. It's the same thing with the Alamo right now. They want to change the name of the Alamo. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, well, you cannot be reminded that people stood up against oppression. That's the whole deal of it. And that's what the Civil War, those people were standing up against oppression. It wasn't the Civil War. It wasn't the people against the people. It was a northern government that was foreign occupied going against the South. That's what happened there.
If I could have won the war without freeing a single slave, I would have done it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he said.
Well, that previous caller, you don't have to agree with everything he said, but you cannot disagree with what it is. And as far as what we hear, everyone has their facts. You know, again, we're going to game a telephone here. People hear this and they hear that, and then they're convinced of this, and they grew up in a certain upbringing. You know, certain things. You know, but it's a matter of getting the real truth out there, because throughout history, as you guys mentioned, that they continue to lie to us. You know, sometimes an event happens. This is the way it happened, and all of a sudden, you know, the victors write history, so they rewrite it to a certain degree to make themselves or the twist they want to put on it, which is why they continue to rewrite the Bible as it stands today. I mean, today's verse in the Bible will be probably different a week from now, because they're hard at work at it.
You know, Dave, Rob, it's not so much that I disagree with Davey and what he was saying. I was just, I have a different tact, you know, to dealing with stuff. And I agree, what works for one person doesn't work for the other. And he can outline, you know, one argument about the nations of or state of Israel or the occupiers' territory through the Bible. But my belief is more that you can go back through history from today back to when it was founded and find all the problems with it in modern history, right, and show somebody like that. And I do believe that there's a thing called twisted scripture where people start pulling out, you know, here's whatever, John 4, you know, Paul 9, whatever, and then they throw them back at each other. I get my inbox is flooded with people just sending me scriptures, you know, and then it's like, oh, man, what are you doing? You're not speaking to me. You're just throwing scripture verses, and I'm supposed to read them and figure out what you meant. So that's kind of my frustration with it. I suffer from, you know, an overabundance of people wanting me to read a particular scripture and come to the conclusion that they wrote in one sentence without a period, a comma, or anything. You know, it's kind of like, what is that? So, but I don't disagree with what Davey was saying. You know, I think that, you know, you can find out an awful lot about what Israel was supposed to have been by reading the Old Testament and the books about it. And then you compare that to what we got in the, you know, the after the Kazakhs. And, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Right. What else? Well, we're at the time.
Go ahead, Rob.
We're at the time. Well, listen, we're running out of time here. So we're at the time where we can no longer be wibbly wobbly. We can't be going back and forth and say, you know, we got to stand firm at a point here because they are printing the money. Steve, if you were printing money, you'd own your own. You'd own tons of land. You'd own all this media. You'd own all sorts of resources and be able to tell people what to do. And then you'd have your own group that were mass murderers killing, not just killing the truth, killing the people that tell the truth. So, you know, that's the whole point of what a large point of what the previous caller was saying. And we cannot continue to believe all this stuff to say, well, what are you going to do? Because this whole thing. Start talking to anybody about anything, dark skies, flat earth, whatever it may be. They go, well, what are we going to be able to, we can't do anything about it. It's the way it is. And then they move on. You know what? You got to stand and say, there sure is something we can do about it. We can tell the truth, and we can stand firm, and we can spread that truth and go from there. Let me polish this off here. You guys did hear about David Robert Steele putting together a document about September 11th and getting it to the president? Yes or no?
Alan?
No.
Because I have
not heard that one yet, no.
Okay. All right. Here's your reference. James, here's your reference. It's a website for Professor Fetzer. James Fetzer. .blogspot.com. You are going to find the document and all about Robert David Steele, the ex-CIA whistleblower, and he brought together a bunch of the September 11th truthers and researchers, and they all put in their input to what happened on September 11th, the real truth, and that document is in process of getting to the desk of the President of the United States to be his ace in the hole, his ace of spades to go against all of this all these evil forces that are against him, trying to politically assassinate him, figuratively on a daily basis, along with actually trying to literally assassinate him.
Back to the beginning of the show. Here we go, right back to the beginning of the show. Trump knows. Trump is aware. Trump is a plant. Trump is not going to ever do anything and get anything to him. He knows. So getting things to the president as if he's going to do something when he is the problem.
Thank you.
Well, here's the thing, fellas. We cannot stop trying. We cannot give up. That truth has got to, you know, this is the only guy up there. It's not going to be Pence. It was never going to be Hillary, you know. So this is the only guy we got that might do it because he actually said it during his campaign, and when September 11th happened, he even recognized, hey, those buildings didn't come down. I know the builders that built that building. They work for me. There was no way those planes took that building down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So why
the windmills gets real old, though, too.
You know, we need to quit having faith, trust, and hope, and start looking at reality, and start telling people, look at your president, what he's really doing, who he's appointed, what he's done, not what you're hoping, you know, and he's playing 4D chess or whatever. Really? Come on. guy's
well,
betrayed us.
Still, what Robin Illinois was saying is another vector, right? And it will raise awareness. Whether we'll see where it goes. We will. James Fetcher, you know, I've heard a little bit about where he was going with that, you know, previously. But, again, we're going after our own targets. You know, you pick your target, you keep going. I think that's all that we can do right now. And it's we're coming at them with a bunch of ant bites, you know, and they've got mortars and howitzers and stuff like that. So, but we got a lot of ants. You know, well, there's a lot of prickly people out there. Hey, thanks for the call, Rob. Really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Hey, Mike in Kentucky, why don't you get on here real quick before we go to break?
Well, a couple of secular references, maybe. Instead of the Bible, is Dante's Inferno. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here, was the slogan over the gateway to hell. So we should probably keep a hold of some hope, or else why do anything? And then there's the guy that invented the Whopper computer. He gave up and went and sat at and, you know, had a cabin overlooking Seattle because that's all he wanted to see was a bright flash when the end of the world came. And so, you know, the youngsters, full of hope, went and grabbed him and said, let's go fix this problem. But, you know, if you've seen that War Games movie with Matthew Broderick, is a, you know, so a reference there. I think one of the biggest problems I've run into with people that try to apply the Bible to today is that they're reading other people's mail, and it's through a cultural lens that's been filtered a couple of different times between, you know, the reluctance to put it into English in the first place because it was an inadequate language to express all those subtleties 400, 500 years ago. So you're left with being guided by the Spirit, which a lot of people can't. they're not willing to do the work to be that in tune with the Force, Luke. And we're all out of touch with that because of all the junk that the society has done to distract us from being in touch with society or with nature. People used to be able to predict the weather by looking at the birds and stuff, but we're all out of touch with that. But the ethical folks now have sent a friend of the court brief, and I've got the citations here on when it's kosher to kill all these anti-Semitic Christians. That was sent before the Supreme Court by the National Jewish Commission on Law and Public Affairs, or it's known as CULPA. And they go through, and why, I don't know, the Supreme Court wants to consult the ethics of ancient rabbis. But I just got a hold of this. It's up on intjewishlawyers.org, and of course they're advocating for things like beheadings.
Oh man,
that's real biblical, isn't it? Don't lose your head over it, guys.
That's a good way to end it. Don't lose your head over it. Hey, thanks, Chuck. You know, appreciate you coming on. Appreciate all the callers. Hope we didn't get too sideways on you guys. We'll be here next week. I'm on back.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.